Dawlish Heritage Trail, Hub Number 14, Landscaping the Lawn. In front of you, Dawlish water flows peacefully along the lawn. This is one of the best places in town to relax. It's become one of the most famous views of Dawlish. But it hasn't always been that way. Until around 1800, this area was wild and sometimes dangerous. A winding stream ran through a marsh called Tunnicliffe Waste and sometimes flooded it. The medieval villagers built their homes further inland on safer ground. Then, in the early 1800s, a young man called John Ede Manning saw this area's potential. He bought the land, and in 1807 he straightened the stream within a new canal. He drained the marsh and landscaped it to create the lawn. The stream flooded the lawn in 1810, but Manning soon made good the damage. Weirs were built along the stream to limit flood risk. Following years saw the lawn gradually develop into an elegant green space, where locals and visitors could promenade, socialise and relax. The lawn now hosts many vibrant events, including fairs and markets. Find out more at www.lovetynmouth.co.uk. On the other side of Dawlish Water, you can see an old water mill. It was originally built in 1717, but it has since been rebuilt and restored. It's very unusual to find a water mill in the centre of a town like this. Explore the fascinating history of Dawlish by visiting the 15 information hubs around the town. Each location is shown on the map in the Heritage Trail leaflet, which you can pick up from the Tourist Information Centre and other places in the town.